And I want to deliver a few state of the team addresses here. And I think it's a ripe time. We all get to sit, decompress for a day before games start back up for the Pirates. Camp starts next week for the Steelers. That'll kick things into a much higher pitch as Aaron Rodgers will be starting his presumably one and only season with the Steelers. Things will start to move quickly again, very quickly actually, in late July. But in mid-July, not a whole hell of a lot going on, at least today. Nothing to react to, really. Nothing other than the usual churn of kind of random storylines to report. And so I want to do a state of each professional team in town. State of the Union style. I want to give you guys a chance at 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I want to give you a chance to sound off and give your state of the team feelings. One for each in town. Pirates, Penguins, Steelers. To stop, to take stock midway through a Pirates season that's almost at the trade deadline, before a Penguins season that I think is going to be unlike many we have seen in Penguins history, and before a Steelers season that feels more than anything like a very high-profile transitional period, I think it's time to sound off on where we feel like, broadly speaking, all three of these professional teams in town currently reside. What their current, a status check, a wellness check. Where are they? Where are they headed? Where have they been? What are they exactly doing? So I dive in thusly and encourage you, 412-928-9370, especially once you've heard what I had to say, because we're going to do one of them per hour. What I've had to say about these teams, if you think I'm off the mark, tell me. I start with the Pirates because they are the one team that is actually playing right now. They are the team actually playing baseball games. They have been losing a lot of baseball games until they broke a big eight-game skid. That was right on the heels, of course, of a six-game winning streak where they looked like the 27 Yankees. They have come crashing back down to earth and are approaching the last major interesting signpost on this season's journey. That is the trade deadline. My thesis statement with the Pittsburgh Pirates is this. The blessing has become a curse. It took 35 to 37 starts for Paul Skeens, whatever the number is. I didn't even look before the show. It took less than a season and a half, really, of starts for the blessing to become a curse. We've seen what it looks like when you draft in this town the Golden Goose, and then you make the Golden Goose start laying golden eggs for you. We've seen it. We know what it looks like. It's awesome. The Penguins have three cups to show for their Golden Goose. Five if you count Mario Lemieux as the original Golden Goose. The team has been on a nearly uninterrupted run for 40 years of elite offensive players coming through town. The best in the world, more or less uninterrupted for 40 years. From Lemieux to Yager to a very small bump in the road to Crosby, to Malkin when Malkin was at times maybe the best player in the world, having a better year than Sid. The Penguins made the Golden Goose lay eggs. They also knew that in the form of Sidney Crosby, given the way that their sport is structured, coming out of a lockout, the establishment of a salary cap, they also knew, did the Penguins, that they were never going to have to worry as long as they won enough and produced enough money and merchandise. And they didn't really have to worry too much about that either because we know who the guy was who was owning the team at the time. They knew that they weren't going to have to worry about keeping their Golden Goose. They could be patient. They had the luxury to be patient. They weren't patient. They went out and tried to get it. And we saw the results. The Pirates, on the other hand, were always going to have a limited amount of time with Paul Skeens. And they have not shown that level of urgency. The Pirates, from the second they drafted this player, from the second he came up, from the second he became a phenomenon, which is essentially synonymous with him coming up to the big leagues, the clock was ticking. Deadline spur action. Got to get something going. They haven't. They've spoken about it, for sure. They've talked about it as a franchise. They've talked about urgency. They've talked about crucial years. They've talked about Pittsburgh craving a winner. They've said many different times, even the owner, in words we've rarely seen him use, they've said things that I think have made it seem since Paul Skenes got to Pittsburgh like they understand the assignment. But we know that actions speak louder than words, and their actions were to bring in guys like Tommy Pham this offseason, guys like Adam Frazier, who's already been traded this offseason, players who underwhelmed, and that's to put it kindly, given the stakes, given what they had on the way with a guy like Bubba Chandler and others, as disastrous an offseason as you could possibly conceive. And I think the biggest problem right now facing the Pirates is that their owner looks like a man caught in between. Bob Nutting looks like a guy caught in between, unsure of what he wants really to do, unsure of what he wants or how he wants to go about doing it. He seems like a guy who we don't hear from very much, but you can kind of read the tea leaves. Doesn't seem thrilled with the general manager he hired 6 years ago. Doesn't seem thrilled with how Ben Cherington has stewarded this franchise or steered this franchise since he took over. But in the same breath, he seems like a guy reluctant to make the ultimate rip-off-the-Band-Aid move, i.e. firing that general manager, because he's worried about what might come next. Is the person I hire going to want to rebuild this thing? Is the person I hire going to want to trade Paul Skenes because, for their purposes, that's the best way to do the job the right way? And so we get half measures from the owner. An outlay of money this offseason that perhaps reflected a lack of faith in the GM. A decision to keep the manager and keep the general manager after a pretty awful finish to last year. A green light to the general manager to fire the manager barely 40, or not even 40 games into the season this year. And then mostly silence at that point. The GM, who I don't think anybody outside of maybe his own immediate circle thinks is doing a good job, is going to be allowed to run the trade deadline. There are very few hitting prospects in the organization to speak of. That's the general manager's purview. It has way less to do with ownership and payroll than the major league roster does. There are pitchers galore right now, including, for my money, the best in the game. And yet you have precious little in the way of hitting. And it has undercut a season already. It has cost you year two of Paul Skenes and turned it into a disaster. It is looming and threatening to cost you seasons 3, 4, and whatever else might remain of Paul Skenes. What Bob Nutting, what we want to see him do in this town, I think collectively, is never going to be done the way anyone wants it to be. That being spend, I don't know, 130 most years, 150 in years where they really think they can go for it. It's just not going to happen. I don't know about anybody listening to this, but I certainly have divorced myself from that as sort of a possibility. You might say, well, Chris, you're missing the whole point. I have to dance with the facts as I know them or with what I have seen. So absent that, what Bob Nutting, I think, would have to do now is decide to chart a course. Are you going to be serious or are you not going to be serious? Are you going to take bold action, work in bold strokes, or are you not going to do that? You somehow have, because your GM and your scouting department made the right decision, the best pitcher in the sport. You have more pitchers who should be on the come up pretty soon. You have, by and large, what is most expensive to acquire and what is generally hardest to acquire on reasonable lockdown right now. You have frontline starting pitching. You actually, your people, as bad as they have been, it would be like taking a test, getting the hardest question right, and getting the rest of them dead wrong. Your people have figured out a way to ace, or close to it, the hardest part of the question, the hardest part of the test. The hard part is figured out. The question for Bob Nutting is, are you going to do anything to build on it, even if that means letting somebody else do the building, whose name isn't Ben Cherington, or are you not?